New York Attorney General's office has won a court order forcing the Merrill Lynch firm to disclose conflicts of interest between its stock analysts and its investment bankers. Officials say Merrill Lynch analysts routinely recommended poor investments in order to protect the company's underwriting business. Merrill Lynch officials say those allegations are just plain wrong. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Stock analysts are supposed to provide their clients with independent analysis about whether to buy particular stocks, but critics have long complained that such analysis is tainted. They say analysts are often reluctant to say anything negative about companies because it might hurt their firm's chances to get underwriting business. Yesterday, New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer released the results of a 10-month investigation that he says proves the critics right.
There is no question in my mind that the analysts have been pressured by the investment bankers to render reports and analysis on companies that the research analysts simply don't believe. And the victims in this case are the investing public.
In papers filed yesterday, Spitzer focused on Merrill's group of internet analysts who had enormous influence at the height of the dot-com frenzy. In one instance, officials say investment bankers were trying to get underwriting business from the internet company GoTo.com and persuaded Merrill analysts to begin writing reports about it. When one analyst questioned the firm's revenue forecasts, the company complained and her report was allegedly changed. Later, that analyst, Kirsten Campbell, said the buy ratings given to GoTo.com were too high. In an email to her boss, she said, "We're losing people money and I don't like it. John and Mary Smith are losing their retirement because we don't want the company CFO to be mad at us." Campbell's boss, the famed industry analyst Henry Blodgett, was quoted in one email as saying there was nothing to the company except banking fees. Spitzer noted that analysts often disparaged individual stocks in internal documents and email, calling them a dog or even worse. Yet he says they hardly ever recommended that a stock be sold.
Even as a stock would drop from 100 to 10 to 5, virtually to zero, they would never say to their retail customers, "Hey, it's time to get out." And the reason was that if the company was an investment banking client, they simply refused to pull the plug and say, "Sell the stock."
Spitzer says one big problem is that analysts were compensated based on how much underwriting business they brought in for the firm, giving them a financial incentive to temper their criticisms. As a result, he says many investors were persuaded to pour their money into what the analysts knew were shaky stocks. In a lengthy statement yesterday, Merrill said the views expressed in the email cited by Spitzer were simply part of the normal give and take at the firm as it assessed different stocks, and it complained that officials had taken the remarks out of context. The statement also said investors were frequently warned that internet stocks were extremely volatile and only for those with strong stomachs. As for the case of GoTo.com, the firm said its analysts had no idea Merrill was pursuing underwriting business with the company when they prepared their reports. Meanwhile, state officials say their investigation is ongoing and could result in criminal charges. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.